Blog Talk Radio.
Your attention, please. Pay attention, please. Be a witness. We got heroes and heroes risking their lives, bringing truth to the light. They're bringing truth to the light. Your attention, please. Pay attention, please.
I could write a legend to the ledger, and y'all would understand the rules.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavism, Poison of the Industry. You might wonder what that particular title means. It's a piece that I wrote this past week. It's a piece of cleansing for me, and being able to just kind of release my thoughts, my feelings about a situation, and then put it behind me. As we leave 2011, I would really, really challenge all of you to kind of let go of some of the negatives that took place in this year. For me, I can list a whole bunch of them, and they may even go past my 10 fingers. But I know that if I want to be better going into 2012, I've got to do some things different. And one of the things I do need to do is to let go and let God. So tonight is dedicated to purging, to cleansing, to sharing whatever it is that you might have gone through in this past year, and see if we can kind of just let go of it. I think sometimes when we put it out there to the universe and just say, you know, this pissed me off, this happened, this hurt me, you know, this disappointed me, I should have never this, I should have never that, whatever it is that you're feeling inside, if we put it out there and we can just let it go, it makes it much easier. I know for me it's like a weight off of my shoulders. So tonight is dedicated to that. And I do open up the phone lines for you to call in and to share. You know, you don't necessarily have to go into depth if you don't want to about any particular situation, but just really, really think about that. Tonight I'm going to try. We'll see. I didn't plan this out, so I don't know how well I'll do, but I'm going to try to find pieces that I have uploaded that might reflect, you know, change, forgiving, believing, things like that, subject matters like that. So I'm going to start out tonight's show with a piece that is done by a dear, dear friend of mine out there on the East Coast. This is Baron Parker, and this piece is called The New You.
Waterproof.
almost over, and they're gone. You just found the new you, and it looks good on you. You wear it well. You're going to be very happy, I can tell. This is how you're meant to be, full of life, hope, and energy. It's a new you. It's a new you. It's the new you. Welcome back to the world. Open your eyes and see.
My dear friend, Baron Parker, out there in Maryland with his piece, The New You. I'm going to play another piece before I get into the real, real purpose of tonight. And this piece is by Sophia May and Mo Rock. It was produced and created while she was still living in London, but she now lives in New York. This piece is called Believe.
Mo Rock! Chill. Yeah. Sophia May. Yeah. Anything you can perceive, you can achieve.
You can
have whatever you want. Let's go. It's worth a fight. I believe if you study today, study tonight. I believe if you're doing some wrong, double your rights. I believe you want success, you got the key. Put your mind to it and watch, you can achieve. I believe in the road, believe in the passion. Believe you can have anything you can imagine. Believe in the struggle, believe in the process. Each and every day that you can, you make progress. And never let them take your dream. Only negativity can really break a team. So trust, to get to where we going's a must. Only energy you need is the one with a plus. Move forward, never look back. What's in the past, gotta leave. Keep your head up if you believe. In the
future. Live through the pain, stand through the struggle. I believe in the change. King had a dream, peace on the scene. X out the hate was done by any means. Ride for a cause, still hear the cause. One day maybe we'll live without wars. Raise every seed, give them what they need. Show them how to follow their heart and how to lead. Aim for the sky, still gotta try. Only if you tell them the truth and not a lie. One man doing it all is an illusion, but unity done for a cause is revolution. I believe in me. Matter of fact, I believe in we. So we feed the tree. Let it grow till it touch the stars. Let the love be the time that'll heal us all. Chill. Whatever you want,
hey,
get to it. Let's go.
The piece we were just listening to is called Believe by an artist out of New York, but at the time that this was recorded, she was in London. Her name is Sophia May and Mo Rock. So I want to welcome everybody to Flavism tonight, the show I titled Poison of the Industry. And I'm really encouraging anybody who's listening to this show live to call in and just share your thoughts, not necessarily about what my piece, Poison of the Industry, is about, but more so just about maybe your frustrations of what you have dealt with in the industry as an artist. What do you need to let go of? What do you need to do differently going into 2012? I'm telling you, after going to my sister's memorial service this past weekend, and for those of you that don't know, my sister Marcia passed away on November 4th. It really, really opened my eyes. You know, there was a lot of talk about family. There was a lot of talk about community and coming together and quitting the hating and quitting, you know, not speaking and forgiving and moving forward. You know, because one thing that I learned every time somebody passes, that tomorrow's not promised. And there are some things that I have held inside of me that I do not want to take with me when I die. And I do not want to take this with me when I go into 2012. So what's the best way to handle something like that? I really, really do believe in the phrase, let go and let God. I really believe that when you can leave your baggage on the other side of the door and let go and forgive. And I think the biggest thing is forgiving ourselves. It's one thing to forgive the person or persons that have caused you to feel uncomfortable. But I think the biggest thing is that we need to learn to forgive ourselves. And I think that's one of the things that I suffer from, is holding on, saying, okay, Susan, Lady Flava, what could you have done differently? Could you have seen that? You should have never encountered. You should have known better, whatever, right? And then I'll sit there and say, you know, but I'm grown. I'm 50, 51 years old. You know, I'm grown and all of that. But, you know, I've got so much to do. I've got so much to do. I have gone through all kinds of losses in this year, you know. And the thing is I was really, really thinking about this morning when I was communicating with my mentor. I was like, you know what, despite you know, having to move, computer going down to the engine in my car, you know, going out. It was like, okay, you know what, but God still has me here, and he still has given me some capabilities to do what I do to keep this going. Now, of course, I need more. I do. I need more. I need a new computer. That's the first thing that I need is a new computer to be able to make moves, not for myself but for you. So I need the technology, the capability to be able to move forward with some of the opportunities that have been allotted to me. You know, and I was feeling frustrated around all of that. And I was really kind of forgetting, you know what? You still have things that are making your world work. And I need to really sit down and give thanks for that. Many of you that know me, who have followed me for a while, I really, really struggle with the hip-hop community. Really struggle. I am not a hip-hop head. I did not come up with hip-hop. My introduction to hip-hop was about 2 years ago. I could go back a little bit further if I really pushed it. But I will say 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, with a young group that my son works with called Mike Mack in Harlem. You know, at that time, they were teenagers, you know, but they were putting out some amazing, what I consider conscious hip-hop. To then, through my business partner at that time, L.A., introducing me to an amazing group, Black Stax, to Yidam Sek and to LaRue, three other conscious hip-hop groups out here. And, of course, if you know me, you know Black Stax is my family. They, you know, if I can say anything, they are the love of my life. They keep me going. I got my pep talk from Jace before the show, and you know what? God couldn't have blessed me with a better brother. So I have dealt with allowing hip-hop artists to live in my home. That jeopardized my housing. I have been cussed out by hip-hop artists. I have gone through some absolutely crazy stuff, you know, and I've tried to make it very, very clear what type of hip-hop I'm into. I understand and I believe that, you know, there's a freedom of speech. I believe that there is an audience for all types of art forms. But I make it really clear what works for me, you know, and I don't like, you know, pieces that have a whole lot of cussing in it. Especially when you get to the point that it's just basically filler words and serves no purpose. I don't like pieces that have the N-word throughout it. I don't like pieces that degrade women or bash any group of people. You know, I really love a piece that tells a story, you know, that has a message, that's strong, has true lyrical content. I do think that there is a purpose for what I would consider commercial club hip-hop that kind of has just a hook that is, you know, very easy to memorize and has a beat that makes you want to dance. I think that there is a purpose to that style of music. Because, of course, you know, back in the day when I used to go clubbing, there was, like, you know, tracks that I would get up and dance to. And, like, you sit back and you think about it now, I'm like, really? Anyway, I spent some time this past month just really, really thinking through a situation that I went through with a hip-hop artist here. And I was trying in my own way to figure out how to deal with this. How could I get past what the experience was and move forward? Because there was a part of me that honestly wanted to shut down when it came to hip-hop. I did not want to hear another hip-hop piece. I did not want to speak to another hip-hop artist. I just really wanted to just almost walk away, you know, from supporting anybody but hip-hop. But then how could I do that? You know, my family is Black Stax. They're hip-hop soul, you know. And, you know, there are some absolutely other amazing artists out there, you know, in the hip-hop genre that I will definitely support. You know, so then it was like, okay, that's not even right that you would jeopardize and penalize a genre just because of a few. So I wrote this piece. I started this piece about a month ago. I let go. I talked to a few of my people that know about what I went through and said I'm working on this piece. And then, you know, it just didn't happen. And I decided, you know, that I needed to finish it. When I went to my sister's memorial service, I decided I needed to finish it. And I needed to read it, not just write it for myself, but I needed to read it because this particular situation I need to let go. This artist I met through some family. So because I met him this way, I thought he was okay. When I met him, I had a great appreciation because his CD was done very, very well. Even though it's an older CD, it was done very well. He is registered with ASCAP. So in meeting with him and communicating with him, he had all the business sense down. I liked the lyrical content. He is a conscious hip-hop artist. If you know me again, I'm into conscious hip-hop, conscious rap. And, you know, so then we sat down, we had meetings, and everything was cool. Everything was really cool. And then we decided to do business, and I was going to do some work for him to help him, as far as especially with the online business and everything. And money was transferred to me. And I don't know if it was because the money got transferred, you know, was given to me. I don't know. And at this point, it doesn't matter. I just know that it went wrong very, very quickly. It went wrong. And so tonight, I'm going to kind of set you up for this particular piece that I'm about to read. I'm going to play a piece by a dear, dear friend of mine. I sensed when I received this piece from him that he was going through a very frustrating time. He was feeling on edge. And the first time I listened to this piece, I thought, oh, my God, it just feels angry. It feels very intense. It feels aggressive. So I'm going to start out by playing a piece by my dear friend, John D. Green, Sr., and this is called Tribal Mental Cleanse. All right, again, that piece is called Tribal Mental Cleanse, and the reason I chose that particular piece to kind of open up with the piece I'm about to read to you is it just felt intense. It kind of was like, you know, that frustration, that banging, that, you know, just, you know, kiss my ass type stuff, you know, and I told John that every time I hear this piece, it can either feed into a frustration I might be feeling, or it can motivate me. And so I love that piece. The timing of him creating it was just absolutely perfect. So now I'm going to read this piece, and hopefully I can get through it okay. I really appreciate my family and friends being between the chat room and on the phone. There is quite a few that came out tonight, and I really love and appreciate you for doing that. And please know, of course, I created the show, right? Of course, I created the title. Of course, this piece that I'm about to read is about me. But I really, really hope that all of you feel it's about you, too. I just need to cleanse, and that's why I created this show. Yeah, it was created for me, but I was hoping that maybe other people might just say, you know what, I need to cleanse, too. This is the end of 2011. And we're going into a new year, a great year to look forward to. This piece is called Poison of the Industry. Poison of the industry of humanity, I pray to be able to forgive. Forgive myself for allowing you to enter into my life. Forgive you for the venom you spewed upon my passion. With a short existence filled with such an impact, wondering where it came from. Did the red flags exist? Repaying all that I experienced, feeling the palm on my throat as words are paralyzed inside, bites upon my flesh, bruises upon my soul, not wanting to accept what you presented, still willing to give you a benefit of the doubt, all the while feeling the violation of the once upon a time. Hearing a rhythm and a rhyme, a flow with lyrical content, conversations of what seemed to be of substance, realizing today that was just your MO. Preying upon my knowledge and connections in the industry, my excitement and willingness to support, luring me in with what seemed to be a business sense, experiencing a talent with history, understanding a message, realizing too late what laid underneath was insanity, ready to pounce with fierce, cruel presence of a towering intimidation, a need for power and control, hearing words of praise and appreciation to them being called a bitch and warned to show shut up. As you demanded, I learned to communicate with you effectively, saying we can create a win-win relationship if I did. Poison of the industry, you sat in my heart, pulling in, questioning all, wanting to let go and let God, praying for the day that you no longer live in my head, nor in my memories. Scrolling through the informational highway for answers, wondering what your childhood must have been like, being asked, would it make a difference? Would it make it better if I understood? Realizing that it wouldn't. Peppermint and sandalwood, lights flicker in the dark, blowing out your wick as I refund our union. Poison of the industry, I plead for you to stop spewing your venom. Through your evil existence, which appears to be a gift and a talent, in my opinion, does not deserve to be felt. Poison of the industry, you say, life is hip-hop, you are hip-hop. Poison of the industry, you disgrace hip-hop. So now I want to close out with a piece that a dear friend of mine created. And I think that his timing wasn't better, you know, for creating this particular piece. This piece is done by Stephen Jerome Ferguson, and it's called Victory. Thank you. All right, that was Victory by Stephen Jerome Ferguson. And for me, again, that was perfect timing for Stephen to create that piece. I know it had nothing to do with me, you know, but it was perfect, you know, just like John's piece, Tribal Mental Cleanse, you know. So I appreciate all the love and support, kind words that are being said. I appreciate everybody who came out to listen to the show live and to support me. I don't know if you had any idea, you know, what this was really all about, what I might read and share. But I don't know, it was just on my heart that I needed to do this publicly. And I thank you for allowing me to do that with you. I want to thank everybody in the chat room, you know, from Charlotte, Eleanor, who is a part of my SJF family, Honey, John D. Green, who's my brother, Patrick, who's my best buddy these days, Quiet Storm. Quiet Storm has been with me for years. He went through a crisis with me that I dealt with in the literary community and stood up for me publicly behind that. So Quiet Storm and I go way back, and I love you, my dear friend. And then Stephen Jerome Ferguson, my brother Jace is on the phone, and John's on the phone. Oh, he's in the chat room. Eleanor's on the phone, too, and one other caller. I want to give a shout-out to Robert G. in California. He is one of the first artists that I also started playing when I started doing my radio shows, and I told him that when I listen to his music, it makes an old lady feel like she could fall in love again. So I want to thank everybody that I know is listening live, to those that are hanging out in the wings listening. So now I open up the phone lines for you. I hope that there are people that are going to raise their hand and want to share. You don't necessarily have to talk about me. I just really, really believe that it's important, you know, to let go, no matter how horrific or small you might think something is that you're holding on to it. If you're holding on to it, it's pretty big. And I think that I've got goals for 2012. There are things I need to do. And I, you know what? Some of this baggage is way too heavy for me to drag into the new year. You know, so for me, I need to let go. You know, I need to enjoy life. I need to learn to laugh again. You know, I'm pretty serious most of the time, but you know what? When somebody can make me laugh from my gut, that's one of the best feelings in the world, you know? And that's what I want to do. I want to let go. I want to go into 2012 just feeling really, really good, really, really strong. We've got plans. Monica Monet's coming up to Seattle, Washington. We're doing a tour with her and Black Stax and some of my other favorite Pacific Northwest talents. And we've just got some big things planned, and nothing's going to hold me back. Nothing is going to hold me back. So, you know what? Of course, I'm waiting for somebody to raise a hand. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. Otherwise, you get to listen to me talk and play some music. So until somebody raises a hand, let me get into some music. You know how I do it. I support underground independent artists. And I think this is an appropriate song for tonight. This is Black Stax featuring my girl Felicia Loud, and this piece is called Easier.
Waking up to the morning rain at this juncture in my life, I believe. Thought our day situation would be different. Somehow easier. I drink too much, but
that was easier by my family, Black Stacks. Yay, somebody raised their hand. Hallelujah. Let's go to church. All right, area code 347. You're on Flavism with Lady Flava.
Good evening, and I'm so very proud of you, your strength, your inner strength, and welcome to the land of freedom, because I truly believe that by giving up and letting go of all of the baggage that is imposed on us by others, that we enjoy this special freedom. And you are talking to the one and only, Eternally Blaze. Good evening.
Oh, my sister, I'm so glad that you came. I'm so glad, you know, and I will publicly thank you, you know, for helping me with this process too, you know, because I told you I was going to write this piece and I wanted your feedback on it, and I really, really appreciate you.
I appreciate you and all that you do for the independent artists all over the world. You have this liking for the underdog, you know, and helping those in need, you know, to get to where they need to be. And let nothing and no one ever put out your flame. You know, your flame, your light emanates from within you. And although people will try to throw water on you or to just out your light, you can't allow that to happen. You have to protect your light. Because your light not only shines for you, but for those around you to see through the darkness, to get to point A, from point A to point B. And you do what you do so well. And the world would not be as well off as it is because of you if there were no you. So I salute you. I congratulate you. And I'm so, so very proud and very, very happy for you. And welcome again to the land of freedom.
You know, I had to do that. I had to do this, Eternally Blaze. I knew that I had to, because I didn't want it to eat away at me, you know, and I didn't want it to pull me away from what it is that I love to do. And I realize that not all hip-hop artists are bad. I know that, you know, even though still it's such a struggle to weed through what works for me and what doesn't. I know that there are some amazing talents out there, and those talents are amazing people. So I knew I had to do this for myself. And, you know, I know that what I do is not huge, you know, for others. But what I do is I try hard, you know.
Yes.
And if people could see what it is that I work with these days to try to make moves for y'all, I'm very limited. But like I was saying earlier in the show, you know what? God's made a way for me to be able to continue doing it. I haven't stopped, you know. I may have to step back. And like when Marsha passed, normally I would shut down too behind a death in my family. And but something told me, if you knew her and you knew her spirit, she would say, you know what, Susan, you got to keep moving.
Right.
You got to keep moving because you were doing this for other people. You know, you can't stop. You know, and so I kept the shows going. You know, even doing shows on days when I was dealing with the family issues or doing, you know, going to her memorial service and coming back and doing a show. And I just know, Eternally Blaze, that this is what God's journey is for me. It has to be. You know,
yeah.
I've done many things in my life, and most of it has evolved around arts in some way or supporting others. You know, before I became Lady Flava, you know, I worked for an amazing domestic violence agency. I was a domestic violence advocate. And I worked with homeless women and children. You know, now I work with homeless teens. And so I think that this journey that I've gone through in my 51 years of being on this earth is brought me to this point because this feels so right. You know, this is where I need to be. But it has not been easy. Trust me, I have dealt with some mess. I have dealt with some mess, you know, out of these creative souls. You know, and I think the problem for me is you think that when you get older, you get wiser. You think that you can pick up on red flags, you know, that says, this person might not be somebody you should really deal with. I'm not there, it seems to be, or it just seems to be that people are so manipulative to the point that I don't see it coming.
Right.
And I wish that I didn't always see the good or the talent in others, because I've been blindsided by always picking up on what I think is a talent or picking up on things that I think is quality. And so it's so funny. I have a hip-hop artist friend out here in the Pacific Northwest. He said, Flava, just let me screen them. But, you know, have them send their tracks to me. I'll screen them for you. I said, well, will you screen their attitudes too? And he laughed. He said, yeah, I'll do that too. You know, but I don't know. I'm blessed, and I have to tell you, you know, eternally blessed. My sister, you know, from my SJF family group, you praying with me made a big difference. It made a really big difference, and I thank you for that.
Always, I'm always here for you. You know, whatever I can do. You know, if it's a spoken word or prayer or just someone to listen. We have to. None of us can make it out here by ourselves. I don't care what we think we are equipped with, how much knowledge we claim to possess. We all need something at some point. And there's always got to be someone there to help us get to that next point. And if I can in any way be there for you, then I'm more than blessed to be able to do that, you know.
Well, you made a difference, and you know what, Mama? I'm looking forward to being able to play some of your stuff. Y'all just been holding out on me.
Well,
and you
know.
Laugh.
We gonna do it in 2012. You know, I'm sorry,
okay.
2012. We gonna put it on them.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
I hope they can.
Yeah, we're going to have to prepare people for this. We'll have to call this the grown folks hour or something, but yeah.
It's definitely grown and sexy. If it's not, it's
Well, I got another person who's calling in, so Eternally Braised, do you want to stay on the phone with me as I bring in one of our other family members?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Your line is open, John D. Green Sr.
Flavor Flav. What's going on, boo? I enjoyed the piece.
So what'd you think?
I enjoyed the piece. I am very big on harsh realities, be them ever so harsh. I am big on perception. Well, but you already know that. So, yeah, I enjoyed the piece thoroughly. It was a good lyrical content.
I thought it was pretty smooth how, maybe I shouldn't have talked so much, but leading up to it and ending it, but I thought it was pretty smooth opening with your piece, Tribal Mental Cleanse.
It was angry, you know, break a couple coffee tables and, you know, vent, and you could, no, but
and
I...
And then closing out with Stephen's victory piece, you know, because, you know, letting go of that stuff is a victory, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
definitely.
It is. It's important, and it's not easy. I mean, you know, when we're serious about it, we laugh it off, you know, amongst those that we are close to, and and we play it down more often than not. You know, you're all right. Yeah, I'm good. You know, that's perfunctory, and the fact of the matter is, it's hardly ever the truth. You know, we spend, you know, a majority of the times when people ask you how you are, perfunctorily, you say, I'm fine. How are you?
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, they're not really asking you how you're doing. You know, and it's even harder when you have to identify how you are doing, because the truth hurts.
Yeah.
To be able to purge and cleanse that truth, to be able to come to a comfortable point in which you can say, I am all right now. That's a journey in itself. So I think that peace is a very good step.
And I don't know if I will ever read it again and make it filed away, or, you know, it may come back out because of being asked for it for a certain reason or whatever. But I think to me it's a one-time piece, you know, and it, you know. But I'm so glad that finally I finished it. And, you know, again, I really don't want to turn this into just me. I really, you know, would love for, you know, even you, Eternally Blazed, or John to just share. Maybe we'll start with John in regards to, like, tribal mental cleanse.
It's funny that you go there. You said that the piece for you was a one-time deal. Tribal mental cleanse was never meant to be released. Tribal mental cleanse was just one of those, pardon the friend, I was really just pissed off. And tribal mental cleanse, I learned early on that I can pound the keys for as many hours as I can. You sweat pounding the keys, believe it or not. You work up quite a vicious workout when you're down there, when you're in the studio, because you. But you can't break them. I mean, you could. I mean, you'd have to do something pretty extreme. But you exert yourself doing this. Tribal mental cleanse was just a very angry moment in time. But it wasn't angry without purpose. It wasn't the malicious, destructive kind of anger that, a fist fight type of. It was that other kind of anger, the very dangerous anger that requires thought and processing and things that happen that you just can't wrap your head around. But you understand that what happened made no sense whatsoever, and it bothers you beyond reasoning. Tribal mental cleanse is that. It is when you get to that point where you know, I have to let go of these things that cause me this grief, be them however bad. They must leave my world because they're not doing me any good. And whatever isn't good for you, it's bad for you. There are times, you know, certain tracks, you know, Shattered, Tribal Mental Cleanse, you know, Melodocracy. There are times when my best release ends up being some of my most productive work, but it usually stems from something bad. Industry is full of poison in different aspects. Some of it is, you know, the people behind the different genres, but it's the people. And Tribal Mental Cleanse was just one of those moments where I've shed myself of these things that I feel, that I realize now, have actually held me back. Sometimes
so when
you got to get out there.
Yeah, exactly, and I think that's why I had to do this. And so, you know, sometimes I wish I had that musical talent or whatever, you know, or even there's an amazing dancer out here in Seattle. Her name is Makara, and she does, like, spiritual interpretive dance, and she just so gets into it, and the way that she moves her body and everything. She's the one who dances and Spell on You with Black Stax, and you know, sometimes I wish I just could do some things that are aggressive, you know,
right,
to get out some of this stuff. Because I think that you need to. I think that when you hold it in, you know, even if whatever it is, it isn't present anymore or whatever, but you still hold on to it, it holds you back, you know.
Absolutely.
So I take it, John, when you created Tribal Mental Cleanse, it was cleansing for you.
It was a very long process. It was, but I, you know, in all honesty, us being as close as we are, And when it was created, I sat down there for maybe 3 hours and just pounded keys. And when I say pounded keys, I mean literally some of the most god-awful sounds you could hear for about 3 hours at the top of my amps. It's loud as I possibly could. And that happens more often than not, believe it or not, because it just drowns out the nonsense. After a while, you find harmonious accord. You find melodic restoration. You find some sort of melodic peace within that musical chaos that you create, and it helps me think and process. I spend hours doing that because you get so angry. It sounds like a composition gone tragically wrong for hours. You know, sometimes I have the wife say, "Is that Phantom of the Opera going on down there?" It happens often. You're just so upset that the only music that comes out are those strong classical schools of music that are just horrible and sharp minors and very dark and very ominous sounding, and but it's part of the process. It happens, you know, and it scares my son. Scares my son to death. He don't know what's happening when that's happening, but it has to be that way sometimes. And I try to keep it with me because it's my anger and my problem and my situation. But sometimes it's that painful that I have to do it, and the only way that I can clear my mind, and for me, that's music, you know. Nothing else suits like the music. So, yeah, I completely understand the piece, you know. I do appreciate you for sharing it with us, because sometimes you need to share. You'd be surprised who can identify in whatever aspect, in whatever way, with what you've gone through and or are going through.
Right.
Thank you.
I think the beautiful thing that when it comes to art, it's just like when I was talking to you about Tribal Mental Cleanse, the very first day I listened to it, I thought, oh my gosh, John was really angry when he created this, you know, and it was like I said, I think I even said this to you, it's like, this is not a piece I could listen to every day because it feeds into something intense. You know, but then the next day when I listened to it, I thought, you know, this is a motivational song. This is something that just like, you know, Susan, get up and get going. You know, you make some changes, whatever. It was like a motivational piece. I think that, you know, even like with the piece that I just read, you know, how people choose to interpret it as their interpretation doesn't necessarily mean that's what it's about. You know, and I think that is the beautiful thing about art is, first, it starts with the creator. But then once you make it public and you allow other people to experience it, it takes on a whole new interpretation. You know, I talk about this particular piece that's sitting in front of me on my desk that was sent to me by my visual artist friend Kua in Dallas, Texas. And it's of a man kind of leaning against the wall with his head kind of down and his leg up. And you know, I tell Kua and I tell people all the time, every day I look at this particular painting, it's it takes on a whole new story, a whole new meaning, you know, and it changes daily depending on my mood, you know, and I think that's an interesting thing. So, oh, we got another hand up, so let me bring them in also. Is this Miss Eleanor?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I guess you're back home now.
I'm back home. Hello, everybody.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So how are you, Eleanor?
I'm doing fine. Long time no here.
Well, we know you've been busy on the road and everything, so...
Yes, but I'm back. And I also liked the piece that you did, lady.
Thank you.
I thought it was great. And that is a healing when you can write, when something comes to you and you put it down on paper, it's like a release.
Right. I think it is. I think it is a release. Just, you know, even if you just go to the point of just sharing with somebody.
Yes.
You know, I think as long as you hold something in, that's when it's so destructive.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
But if you can, you know, put it in writing, put it in words, share it with somebody, and get it out of you, get it actually out of you. And I think there's something about putting it on paper or sharing it that acknowledges that it happened.
Yes.
I think, you know what I mean? I don't know if that, like, makes sense, but it's like,
it
you
does.
Know,
it makes sense.
Validating that it happened to then being able to say, okay, no, you know what? You don't deserve to stay here anymore. You know, so poof, be gone.
It's a release.
And, yeah. It's something I know that if I didn't do what I've just done, it would eat away at me. If anybody knows my personality, I'm real sensitive. You know, I'm very emotional. Sometimes I react to things based off my emotions than based off my head. I'm a true Cancer. You know, I'll get my butt hurt. I'll tell a funny story. Stephen probably killed me for telling this. I saw Stephen post out some music, right? Normally, I'm spoiled. He has spoiled me. I always get to hear the SJF music before other people or before it gets put out there. So I saw him post out that he put some music, you know, had a free download. Right? So I went running to my email because I just knew, oh, Susan, you missed this one. He sent you the email and you missed it, right? There was no email.
Oh.
I was like, wow, you don't love me no more. I didn't get to hear the music first. You know, he's like, oh, my God, you were spoiled. Yes, I am. You know, so I mean, and I'm going to tell you, I didn't even go listen to the music until today.
Oh, wow.
You know, but I'm just, you know, I mean, I get attached to routines or something, you know, things that I enjoy that make me feel good. And if it steps out of that, I'm like, okay, what happened? I understand life gets in the way. I know he's up there in my age, you know, he might be forgetting things, whatever. I just have to
leave
him. I love you, Stephen. I love you. I really, really do. But I mean, and that's just, to me, that's a funny story. And I was, you know, as soon as I let Stephen know, you know, my feelings were crushed, you know, I was laughing at myself. So, and I was telling, I told Jace this story too, and he was like, oh, Flava, you are a brat. You are such a brat. I'm like, yes, I am. When it comes to certain people, like, come on now, don't be switching up on me. So, yeah. Okay, you know what? Eternally Blaze, Big Daddy's raising his hand, so let me bring him in and see what he has to say.
Uh-oh.
Hello, Stephen Jerome Ferguson.
You need to be ashamed.
Ooh. All they say is getting hot in here.
You just don't take off all your clothes, Blaze.
Well, what can I say, Stephen? You have spoiled me, okay? And I was like,
yeah.
I was like, I ran to my email because I hadn't been on that email for a couple of days. I'm like, I know I missed it. Like, Flavie, he sent you that music, and you missed it. And there was no email. There's no email, and I was like, wow. Other people get to hear it before I got to hear it. Wow.
It was a free download. Give me a break. Jeez.
I know.
Okay, it's Pick on Stephen's night. Oh, wow.
Well, I'm over it now, Stephen. I forgive you.
I learned my lesson. I learned a very valuable lesson about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, I'll never do that again. Promise.
Oh, you know what? I need to get over my own self, you know?
yeah,
and just say, okay, you know, you didn't send it to me first. Huh? That's not going to happen?
That's not going to happen. No.
Well, I know it. You know, it's difficult to teach an old dog new tricks, but, you know, I can be taught a few new tricks, I think. So I will try. I'm going to try to get over myself and not get, you know, upset if I don't get to hear music first.
And you'll be all right.
Yeah, I will.
And you'll be all right. You're well on your way now.
Okay, thank you. I'm feeling pretty good today. I slept good last night. You know, it was a chill day with my grandchild. I'm feeling pretty good. So, you know, by the way, everybody, I've got my SJF family on the line with me. So we've got Eternally Blaze.
Hey.
We've got John DeGreen Sr. We've got Eleanor Lynch and the big daddy of SJF Music, LLC, Stephen Jerome Ferguson. So I'm blessed. I got my family on the phone with me.
All right.
Go SJF, whoa.
I know. Can I punish the ones that aren't here? No.
What are you going to do?
I'll help.
What are you going to do? I don't know. What would the punishment even be? I don't know, but yeah.
Play Aaliyah song backwards.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Or maybe I could play Aaliyah song and give the title to some other artist. And say, oh, this is a piece by, and play Leah's song or something. That's okay.
I'll have to send you an email so I can tell you her real first name, and then you'll use that to introduce the song.
Are you telling me Leah's not her real first name?
No, Leah is actually her middle name.
Ah.
Big Daddy shouting out the government. Ooh.
Nah, 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 boo, boo.
Wow.
She hates that first name. I think it's pretty.
You know, it's kind of funny, you know, when you get to know people by artist names, and then you hear their real name or something, it's kind of difficult. You know, I mean, like, for instance, Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. Of course that's not his real name, right? Now,
right.
Would I ever call him by his real name? You know, and half the time, like, I might not even remember his real name. So I think until the end of time, he will always be Quiet Storm of Spoken Word. That's how he'll be addressed, you know. So it's just like people calling me Lady Flava, except I don't have a problem, you know, saying that my name's Susan. But it is kind of interesting when an artist friend who I'm used to hearing Flava from, that calls me Susan. I kind of feel like when they do call me Susan, it's like that's when I'm being scolded. You know, like, Susan Elizabeth Koshy, get to your room right now.
Elizabeth?
Now we know another name.
The government's coming out all over the place.
Yes.
Messed up now.
Uh-oh. What can I say? So, Stephen, let me ask you a question. Have you created a piece when you were, like, angry and frustrated?
Yes, I have. Yes. And it has never actually seen the light of day because it was way too out there.
But, okay.
It helps. You know, even just sitting down writing out some words or sketching some art on a paper or something, that, you know, anything to help you get it out your system is always a good thing. That's the way we're built. You know, we're not designed to keep things like that bottled up inside of us. It'll make you sick. It'll make you. It'll basically turn you into the person that made you feel that way in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you better let it go.
Exactly. So what do you think about the idea of, you know, I don't know everybody's stories or whatever, but, you know, 2011 was an interesting year for me, and I faced quite a bit of challenges. as an artist cheerleader and in my personal world. And, you know, I just know for me, I've got things that I need to do in 2012. I really do, you know, and I feel like the baggage that I've accumulated in just this 1 year, it needs to be, you know, lost, you know, before it hits the train and plane. You know, it just needs to get lost, and I don't need to take it any further, because I don't need those obstacles in my way going into this new year. So I really, you know, in my opinion, I think, you know, we need to just let go of things. So what are your thoughts, my SJF family?
The first thing I think is that you have to identify what is actually baggage for you.
Sure.
A lot of people will say, oh, yeah, I got all this baggage and all that, and then you pin them down and ask them, okay, give me two of them. And they'll sit there with a blank look on their face. Because unfortunately, a lot of folks use that term kind of loosely. Identify it. Find out what it is that is bothering you or holding you back. Isolate it, identify it, cut it out your life. You know me, I'm ex-military, and I've been around a couple, two or three places and all that, dealt with a couple, two or three different kind of attitudes before. And one of the easiest ways that I found to do it is to just cut it loose. If someone is going to be bringing some, for lack of a better word, drama into my life, I don't need it. I spent too much time trying to get all that stuff out of my life. If they want to do it, more power to them. God bless them. God love them.
Right.
Go for it. But I don't, and it's my choice if I want to deal with it or not. And if I don't want to deal with it, then I don't deal with it. I let you go on your merry way. You know, you were fine before you met me. You'll be fine after I'm gone.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
It's not like that person all of a sudden started existing the second that you met them. They were like that before you came along, and they'll be like that after you're gone. But it's their problem, not yours.
Right.
You can tell them. You can say, hey, you know, this is what I see. This is how you made me feel. This is what I see that's going on, and I choose not to deal with it. So, you know, have a Coke and a smile and a nice life, and, you know, I'll see you if I see you. I know that sounds kind of cold, but, you know, it works.
It does work in many, many ways. And I'll tell you, before 2 years ago, if somebody looked at me crazy, said something wrong, I was done. I was so done. You know, it was like you didn't exist. I learned in the last 2 years to be a little bit more, I don't want to say lenient, but try to understand. Because sometimes I think that I might jump to the wrong conclusions and not really get the whole picture, because I do base things off of my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And so I learned to kind of sit back and watch a little bit more and see whether I should really sever the relationship or not. But I will have to tell you that sometimes it, for me, man, if it just doesn't feel good and doesn't feel right, it is better to just end it. You know, not all relationships are meant to be. You know, they just really are not. And I think that, you know, when you're younger, you go through a bunch of, you know, people, you know, that you encounter in your life. You know, but as we age or whatever, it's like you almost just don't necessarily have the patience and the tolerance. to put up with a bunch of mess. And so, Stephen, I promise I'm not going to throw any more fits about not hearing your music first.
I don't want to.
You're
just trying to get on my nerve, that's all. You know I ain't got but one left, and you were trying to get on that one. But, you know, you just...
So I'm going to straighten up and fly right, okay?
Just make sure that, you know, if you do have to do something like that, that you try to keep any negative emotions out of your decision to do it. In other words, don't do it out of hate.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
right.
Do it out. You can still cut someone out of your life and do it with love.
Sure.
You know? So, you know, and you don't have to, I mean, it doesn't have to be any animosity. It doesn't have to be any hard feelings. It's just like, you know what? This is just not working. There's 5,999,999 more people on this planet for me to have to kill.
Yeah.
And chances
are,
out of all those people, I can find somebody I can work with and deal with. Okay, but unfortunately, you're not one of them. So, you know, hey, love you like a brother or sister, but you know, we got to split. We got to roll.
Got to go that way.
Yeah. And I think there are a lot of people who hang on to relationships thinking that they can make it work, you know, and in the long run, it still doesn't work, and they're a little bit more damaged from all the time and effort. So Patrick Domino in the chat room put, he says, there are some people so afraid of change that they won't even change the negative in their own lives. And I think that's really true. And I want to welcome Patrick Domino to the Flava News Movement family. He's the newest member to join the movement. So, yay. So, I want to ask you, Eternally Blaze, have, you know, you as a spoken word artist, have you written, like, some pieces out of frustration and anger?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
One piece called I Know I'm Not the Only One. Enough said. The title tells it right there. And about the baggage situation. I look at life as the essentials. So with that being said, you know how they have it at the airport now with the luggage situation? And if you have this one particular carry-on, put in there what you can't live without. You got to have your toothbrush. You got to have this. You got to have that. Those things that you just have to have. And they're going to let you get that. You fill up that box with that. Those are the things that you do with your life. The essentials, the people that you just can't live without, hold on to them, cherish them, love them, and appreciate them. But if there's anyone in your circle, in your group, in your surrounding that you can do without, don't need to be bothered with, then please let them go.
Yeah.
For your sake, as well as theirs.
I so agree. So I don't suppose we could get you to spit that piece on Joanne. Oh, Eternally Blaze.
No.
I blew it.
The boss says we have to make the people wait. You know, we have to make
the people wait. Oh, my goodness. Okay.
I can't go against the boss. It's the boss. It's the boss.
Yeah, she got a
piece
about 2 weeks anyway, so.
I can't wait.
Okay. I know, I'm sitting here like, I got pieces from other artists, you know, in the family, but, you know, not Eternally Blaze, so. I'm like, okay, well.
It took me a while to get it from an X-rated down to an R-rated.
And it's so funny, she's got some very spiritual pieces, too, you know, that she can make sound suggestive or whatever, so, yeah, I get it.
Look who's talking.
Heard that coffee piece.
And for, and so everybody who has heard me read my Flav of Coffee, Stephen Jerome Ferguson is going to produce that, and we're gonna. I'm hoping I get that worked out before the year is over with, because that would be wonderful for me to finally get that piece done. But yes, and I don't understand why people don't understand that that's about coffee.
Okay. You want me to turn it down?
What?
Oh,
it's,
wow.
You know, I Flav of Coffee House, that was my baby. You know, I'm a really, really good barista. A really good barista. You know, I know how to make perfect crema. You know, I know how to heat, you know, the milk up to the right degree. So, yeah, that piece is all about making coffee.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's your story, and you're sticking to it.
I really am sticking to it, too.
I need to change my Facebook page and put the picture on there with me with a paper sack head, right?
Coffee. That's right. So, I don't know. I appreciate all of you, you know, tuning in and being here, you know, by my side. Jace gave me my pep talk, you know, before the show started. And he was listening on the line.
How's he doing anyway?
He's doing wonderful. He's in the studio tonight, so he did take out some time to, you know, listen to me read my piece tonight. So he was on the phone, but he's in the studio recording, just really, really busy. Normally every Wednesday they're in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got, you know, a new album that they're working on and all. But we've got some really exciting things, you know, taking place. And we're so excited about Monica Monet coming to Seattle. You know, she really, really wants to get on the stage with Black Stacks and Delton Sun. And so we've got a mini tour that's, you know, that's being created just for her, you know, coming out here. So that's just a big deal. And
she is so very, very, very worthy. You know, Monica's over there blowing up the set. She's at a KAZI 88.7 FM in Austin, Texas. She's setting it off. Something else.
Yeah, she's pretty good. She's pretty good. And, the, you know, the thing is, like, with, you know, Monica's like my sister. I couldn't have asked for a better sister, you know, too. Monica and I sometimes will be on the phone till, like, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning her time. But there's nothing better than to have an artist sing to me on the phone. That's something I just absolutely love. And she has, you know, she sings to me all the time, like some of the new music that's going to be on Simply Beautiful album. And, you know, and all. And I just feel blessed, you know. And I have to tell you, John, for my anniversary show, I was so thrilled that you sang to me.
Because
you don't sing to me.
Yeah. I got to keep some stuff secret, you know, so that when everything they say, oh, this guy can do more than, you know, look tough and make movies and play the piano. I keep something back. No, it was great. I enjoyed it.
You should sing to me more often. That would make me happy in 2012.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to pay the doctor that has to take care of your ears afterwards. So that's the thing. That's the thing. You know, Monica sing. People want her. People pay Monica to sing. People pay me to not. That's the difference. Yeah.
You know what?
The spectrum.
You're silly. I don't know if any of you guys have ever heard this song by Monica. I do think that she considers it one of her signature pieces, but it's so rare that I actually play it. And I think it might actually be fitting for this particular show. This piece is called I Am Not Your Project. That's my girl Monica Monet out of Jacksonville, Florida, with her piece, I Am Not Your Project. Well, John has dropped off the line, but we've got, about 30 minutes left. I don't know if there's anything anybody else would like to discuss around the subject of kind of letting go in 2011 and moving into 2012, kind of with a fresh slate. I mean, there's always going to be obstacles that we face, but I think that if we can kind of let go of the things that we've endured even before 2011, and especially in 2011 going into this new year fresh. I know there are a lot of people out there that have talked about, you know, what their plans are for the new year, projects that they've got going on and wanting to take things to the next level, and I think all of that is possible. I think that there's nothing that is impossible, and one of the things that I kind of want to learn is, you know, just for myself is, you know, doing better at taking care of me and you know, maybe doing a little bit better in taking more time to get to know an artist, you know, before jumping straight in and just saying, oh my goodness, you know, they're great, you know, they're talented and this and that, and then finding out in the end that that is so different. I think that the disappointing part of the situation I went through with the hip-hop artist is he's very talented. And if you hear the lyrics that he writes, there's substance, you know, to it. And it was like, you know, I think when I first encountered him, I'm like, is this really happening? Because it all makes sense. And so now it makes me think about the fact of you can be extremely talented. You know how to write the right things, you know, and create the right things. But in your everyday life, that's not really how you live life. And I think that's so very, very deceptive. And I hope that one thing I won't go into the new year with is just being so callous and not really, really listening when hip-hop artists approach me to who they are and stuff. I think that people always say, you know, things make you stronger. I don't necessarily like that particular statement. I think that, you know, Eternally Blaze said to me, you know, you walk away and you learn, you know, from a situation. I think that's a better way of looking at it. You learn. And, you know, there are definitely things that I learned about this particular situation that I will not ever do again when it comes to any artist. And so, you know, again, I appreciate everybody who tuned in tonight and allowed me to share my story, and, you know, allow me to have a place and a space that's safe for me to purge and let go. And I feel good. I feel good, you know. And I hope that all of you can take some time, whether you do it publicly on a Flava News show or whether you do it privately in your own way. I hope that you can find your way of purging and being able to, you know, get your stuff out and, you know, move forward. We've got too much to do in 2012.
Yes,
I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody who joined the movement, too. And I will speak on that for a minute, why I made a decision to go from, you know, just doing Flava News Radio and Flava News to turning it into a members-only site and station. I had over 600 and some tracks uploaded to my show. I had over close to 200 artists that I played. And I really realized that, you know, that it didn't matter, you know, that I played it. There was no acknowledgement or whatever. And one of the things I preach a lot about is win-wins. And so I decided, you know what, a dollar is not an investment. I don't consider a dollar a month an investment. To me, the way that I look at a dollar a month, it's a commitment. And whether you ever come and listen to my radio shows and, you know, acknowledge the fact that I play your music, The dollar is a commitment that you have with Flavor News Radio, that Flavor News is supporting you. I've also made the decision that for the members, the members will be the ones that I support. You, the members, will be the ones that I play on my shows. You, the members, will be the ones that get to be featured on my shows on the leopard carpet. Only the members will be featured on the newsletter on Flavor News website once I get that back going. Only members will be put into the artist spotlight on flavornews.com. And so everything that I do is going to be centered and focused pretty much strictly on those that have become a member. And I'll be committed, you know, to showing my support to those that are a part of the movement. And I, you know what, I think a dollar is definitely worth paying to join something like that. I have made a decision, though. Come 2012, I am going to up the rate. Everybody who joined in 2011 at the dollar per month rate, it's going to stay that way. Anybody who's new that joins in 2012, I am going to raise the membership fee. Not very much. It's still going to be affordable in my mind, but it's going to be more than a dollar. So to all the people that are on the line with me, John's back on the line with us, you know, all of you, are, of course, members of Flavor News, and I appreciate that. So just out of curiosity, what made you decide to join the movement? Any of you?
Anybody?
Well, well, I joined.
I joined because you said you were going to burn my house down. If I did.
I have a party or something.
Well, I joined because I figure in the long run, I'm going to try this. And I said, well, I may as well start now. Why don't I support? And maybe somebody that hasn't started yet that needs to, you know, that would be an open way for them. But I joined it because I am looking forward to really participating. And that's it. And because, I just like what you're doing.
I joined because I wanted to see the bomb being waved all around.
I knew that was the reason.
And I might could post a, get a song going if I knew how to work the Dropbox. But
I know. For those of you that don't know, Eleanor also sings. She's Stephen's right-hand person when it comes to SJF music. She gets the information out there on all the different social networks and everything about what's going on over there. But she's also a singer, and she's been holding back. But I understand the Dropbox thing, Eleanor, because, I'm technically challenged when it comes to certain things myself. So, yeah, we'll figure this all out together because
okay.
I definitely want to hear you sing. But I appreciate you joining, big time, because – initially, you joined as a fan, and not as an artist, and all. And so, I do appreciate that. And I know y'all want to see me wave my leopard pom poms.
Oh yeah! If the waving stops, then we stop. You know what I mean? Cheerleader, I don't care what you're out there doing, playing basketball, football, singing, spoken word. Everybody needs to know that they have somebody in their corner because that gives them that extra incentive to keep on keeping on. You know what I mean? So, you support us, we support you. What's going on over there? Somebody going on? Oh, okay. But, you got to keep waving those pom-poms so we know where you're at,
I know it, huh? I do. I need to keep waving my pom-poms because I want y'all to pay attention to me.
you're challenged by your height, so If we don't, if you don't lose the pom poms, we're not going to see you
that
at all.
That could be missed. So. I know. It's, yeah, you know, I'm only, the doctor told me that I've shrunk. I'm only 5'1", 5'1½". I used to be 5'3".
Wow.
I guess this is what happens when you get old, you know.
You shrink?
You shrink. So trust me, you know, when the doctors say women need calcium, we need calcium. You don't want to shrink. I'm already short, so yeah.
Well, I don't need to shrink any. No, I really don't.
So
you can't get 10 feet.
I know I'm not going to get any height back, but I don't want to get any shorter. I know that I'm part Japanese and all, but, you know, and it's kind of sad. It's kind of cute. I actually tower over my daddy, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but he's 89.
Oh, God bless you.
Wow.
So, yeah, I do. I need leather pom-poms, you know, because I am challenged when it comes to height. And I just need people to pay attention. And, you know, 2012, I'm going to get me some leopard pom-poms. Somehow, if I have to go to Joanne's Fabric, you know, or someplace and get some kind of leopard material and shred it and wrap it and put handles on it, somehow I'm going to get some leopard pom-poms. I have these little leopard pillows that are right next to me right now. And they have, what do you call them things that dangle off of them?
Tassels.
Yes. They have tassels.
Well, I was
going
to say something else. Never mind.
No.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So those are my leopard pom poms at the moment, you know. So.
Well, you got your leopard
song
now.
Yeah, I got them.
You
did say song, right? Yes, I have my leopard song. So I'm so excited about that leopard song.
Yeah,
can you tell how proud I am
song.
About that? It is. You know, and I was just thinking that, you know, with that particular song, you ought to, like, cut it down for me and create an intro for me.
Oh, hold on.
Using...
Wait a minute. I think there's been a misunderstanding here. I think
yes,
he said song. Song, not song. Song.
Well, song?
Song.
Victoria's Secret.
Mm-hmm.
Are you following me now, girlfriend? Victoria's Secret. Song.
S-O-N-G.
T-H-O-N-G.
Song. Okay, girl?
Okay. We're going to get back to Leopard Jam now. And I don't know, my family, my SJF family, they're a little warped. You have to forgive them.
And they
I have a leopard thong, too, okay? So anyway. I forgot what I was going to say. So I think you should cut down that particular piece. And I think that, you know, my SJF family ought to create an intro for Flava News Radio using Leopard Jam.
Oh, we should get the sounds of real leopards, too. What a roar.
Okay.
Where are you going to get the leopards from?
No, you know what? You watch one of them geographical channels or something like that, you know.
And record it.
Okay. Sound like playing Hamlet.
He hurried up and said that. You know it's that, right?
You know?
Make it happen, ladies.
Do it quick, fast, and in a hurry, you know.
Okay, so I'm going to take it back to being serious. So Patrick Domino, the newest member of the movement, He's being respectful in the chat room. He says he joined because you were truly playing the music of unknown unsigned artists that were looking for a way to get their music out there, and the price can't be beat. where else can you get a cute cheerleader for $1 a month? Oh, I didn't read that part.
Aww.
I am cute, aren't I, Patrick? Yes, I am. And I love you, too.
Oh, Lordy.
Why? Should we be hearing all of this?
It's getting deep up in here.
Okay. Well, see, I started reading it. Obviously, I didn't read the last part of it about being cute until I read it, right? I am a cute leopard pom-pom cheerleader out here in Seattle, Washington. You know, and one of my goals, originally, I wanted to do this. I don't know if it'll work for 2012, so I may have to push it to 2011. But, you know, originally I wanted to do a Flava Fest. And that is something that's still a goal of mine. I have some connections that are bigger, you know, in the industry. And I think that, you know, once I get this computer situation going and just kind of figure out my scheduling of being Lady Flava and all, I'm really believing that I'm going to be able to pull off the Flava Fest. And what the Flava Fest is, in my mind at this point, is going to be a weekend event here in Seattle, Washington, that will consist of a meet and greet type, more relaxed venue where artists, you know, will come together and, you know, we'll have a bite to eat and this and that, to then in the same venue open up the doors to the public and allow the artists to just jam, whether it's jamming together, whether it's just kind of putting on just more of a relaxed type show with the artists that come out here for the event, to then the following night going into a more formal venue for the artists to perform in a different setting, to then having a farewell day following that. So that's my dream and goal, to create a Flava Fest to be able to do annually.
Okay.
So what do you guys think about that?
I like that. Sounds good.
I'm in.
You're in?
I'm
well,
in.
Good. Well, you had to be in, so. You,
mm-hmm.
You know,
he
my
had no choice.
Pretty much.
None of y'all have a choice. y'all have to come out to Seattle. I'm going to get you out to Seattle somehow.
I missed the place.
Huh?
I kind of missed the place.
Well, it misses you, too. You know, I heard, you know, that from down south that, you know, they kind of miss the Stephen Jerome Ferguson flair, you know, and all. So, yeah, you know, we miss you too, and you need to come back. It's been a long, long time, and everybody else just needs to come out here, period, you know. And maybe, you know, once I get the Flava Fest going, maybe it can travel around the United States and be done in different areas. But that's something that is a dream. That is definitely a dream, and I believe that it's a dream that can become, you know, a reality.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of planning involved, but it can be done.
There is a lot of planning. But, you know, I'm connected with some great people. You know, Cedric James, you know, he's interested in partnering with me on that, and he's got the connections of the people who would host the jazz festivals here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have another person in Las Vegas who is an entertainment investor, and so, you know, I do know that it's going to be take a lot of planning. But the thing is, though, that Stephen, I hosted a literary conference here in 2008, and I got a grant from the city. I was recognized by the mayor of Seattle for putting on this particular event, and there were authors that came in from all over the United States to it. And actually, that went really pretty easy. So I'm kind of stemming the concept of the Flava Fest off of how I put together the literary conference, and I'm really proud of that particular event because It came together really, really smoothly and has grown, you know, from those days. So, anyway, I feel I can do it.
Yeah, it can be done, yeah.
I know you can do it. Believe in you.
So, anyway, Yeah, what a night. What a night. I, you know, how I was going to pull this off, you know, I didn't know. I had hoped, you know, maybe some other people would call in and share, too, some of their thoughts. Because, you know, and I appreciate my SJF family calling in and sharing thoughts and sharing, you know, things that they've gone through, you know, and what they've done with their creativity to, you know, help with that. But, you know, when I do these shows, I always walk away feeling blessed. You know, I do, because the people that were meant to come and experience this were here. You know, it's all just right. Like that yesterday I did a show. You know, I've decided to do a listening party, and I don't know if anybody has listened to any of my recent listening parties, but I actually start them out with Steven's drop that he created for me, and I don't do any talking at all. And I just play music, and, you know, 2 hours of just straight music. And I listened to the show today, and I thought, you know what? That was some good music. And I was like, that's my show. I did that. And I was pretty proud, you know. I was pretty proud, not of myself, but the fact that there's still, even though since I changed to Play the News into a members-only station, and I lost a significant amount of artists when I did, but I still have enough to put together a 2-hour show.
Right.
You know? And it was great. It was really, really great. And for those of you that don't know, if you become a member of Flava News Radio, become a part of the Flava News movement, you will, once I get my computer situation straightened out, and I'll be honest with you, the money that I receive from the membership is going towards purchasing this new computer. That I need to be able to do the other radio stations. But once I get the computer up, I'm going to be able to take you out to Baltimore, Maryland, and have you heard on Soul City Radio. I'll be able to take you out to London, UK, and have you heard on Reading's Radio. I'll be able to put you on for the top produced artists. That means the production, you're part of ASCAP or BMI, all of that. You've got your just everything down. You will go to KLSL with me. KLSL has the capability of paying royalties out if you're registered. So, you know, as I grow, this opens up the opportunity for you to be heard more out there by different audiences than just Flava News Radio. All stations are global 24-hour radio stations. Internet radio is really the way that so much is going. Many of the jazz stations around the United States have closed down. We no longer have a jazz station here, and Cedric James is one of our known radio personalities out here who's asked me to join hands with him. And you know, to do what it is that I do in supporting the underground artists. He is willing to take some of the top quality artists and blend them in with the mainstream artists that he supports on his show on KLSL. So, I mean, you know, the possibilities are just kind of endless. There were two other stations that reached out to me about joining their team. We'll just see in 2012 once I get these other stations up and going. I'm so blessed that the stations are willing. They like me so much that they're willing to wait for me and even, you know, try to work with me to help towards getting this computer that I need to be able to do the stations. So, you know, joining the movement for $1 a month, $12 a year, it opens up those opportunities for you to be heard on other stations. And so, you know, I really, really encourage you to, you know, come talk to me. You can reach me at radio@flavanews.com. You can send me a message straight off of my website at flavanews.com. Or you can reach out to me and I'll give you my business phone number. And, you know, we can have a conversation, you know, because I would love to just build this. I'd love to have more artists to take with me and to be able to just share your flavor around the world. So I thank everybody for that opportunity. As I say on all of my shows, you know, if it was not for some amazing talents, I would not be who I am. And so I do not take this for granted to be able to share your flavor with the listening audience. 2 years ago when I started doing radio, I never thought that I'd really honestly still be doing it. And I never thought that I would love it as much as I love it. And I do. I love doing this. I love doing this. I, you know, at first it was hard talking, you know, on the air. It's like, what do I say? And now it's like, you know, okay, Flava, can you shut up now? But, you know, I don't take this for granted. That's why I'm so into building a win-win. This is important to me, building win-wins. It's not all about me. It's not all about you. It's about us. And together I believe that we can succeed, that we can make moves and just take, you know, things much, much further. There are some great people. I'm not the only one out there supporting underground independent artists. You know, there's a great guy out there named Doug Gordon, who's getting, you know, the music heard on different stations. You know, John D. Green Sr., he's assisted him, Monica Monet, some of the other artists, Winston Warriors. Several of the artists that I play on my station are also being assisted by, you know, Doug Gordon in getting their music actually heard on regular radio stations. You know, so there's some other people. I'm not the only one. I'm just one avenue. And I just, you know, I want to join hands with the other people, too, you know, because even in that, I think that, you know, other radio stations and Flava News can support each other, other people who promote, you know, artists just like I do or in different ways, we can support each other. This isn't just about Flava News. I just welcome, you know, getting involved and getting to know everybody who's waving their, well, not leopard pom-poms. I'm the only one waving leopard pom-poms, you know, but, you know, creating those ways to shine the light on some very, very deserving artists. And there are some very deserving artists. The one thing that I will, you know, tell the new artists is do their research. Do your research and know who will support your sound. And trust me, I have heard some radio stations online that I would never play some of the music I've heard. So I know that there's places, I'm not trying to be doggy out or anything, but I know there's stations out there that will play, you know, the music that I will not play on my station. So it doesn't mean just because I won't play you, there are places that potentially may play your sound. So anyway, we've actually come to the end of the show. So again, I want to thank everybody who hung out with me live here on the phone, to those that hung out in the chat room and those that hung out in the wings. I love and appreciate all of you for your support these past 2 years. I appreciate everybody who supported me through allowing me to share my situation with you on the air tonight. To me, it was very, very important to do this, and it's something that I am taking with me as a healing process, and I'm good. I'm good. I want everybody to know that I'm good. I'm okay. So,
right.
As always, you know, take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flava News Radio and Flava News for underground independent artists. So I'm going to actually close out today's show with a piece by another SJF music talent, Leah Henderson, with her new piece, Beauty Is. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Night, everybody.
Baby. beauty is when you speak words of wisdom. Beauty is seeing a vision. Beauty is not causing division. Beauty is avoiding collision. Beauty is being forgiven. Beauty is embracing religion. Beauty is